This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, March 24th. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado's next lieutenant governor is poised to be Donna Lynn, an executive at the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. Governor John Hickenlooper made the nomination announcement on Wednesday. As Benta Berkland reports, Hickenlooper says his pick would be very capable of filling his shoes if he doesn't end up finishing his second term as governor.
Hickenlooper has long been rumored as a possible cabinet pick if a Democratic president is elected in November.
If I were offered something in Washington, I would certainly look at it. But especially right now, I could not be happier to be the governor of Colorado.
In addition to lieutenant governor, Donna Lynn would also serve as chief operating officer, a newly created position.
I'm particularly passionate about invigorating the state workforce, making it a great place for people to work.
Lynn would replace outgoing lieutenant governor Joe Garcia, who was taking another job. Legislative leaders in both parties backed the appointment, which needs a vote in both the House and Senate. She's hoping to start in early May. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
College is definitely one option for a student finishing high school, but it's not always the best path for everyone. A job fair today in Grand Junction is pairing up fresh graduates with employers on the Western Slope. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The School to Work Alliance program is an effort to help high schoolers find jobs. School districts across the state have people involved with the program, and Tammy Gribble is a job specialist for Mesa County School District. She says students might just be looking for a part-time job, need to support their family, or have a disability. They could just want to start a career.
So it's not focused on getting students not to pursue a secondary education. It's more about dealing with those more immediate needs for whatever myriad of reasons that might be.
That's where the SWAP job fair comes in. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mesa County Workforce Center, 44 employers will be set up, recruiting people still in high school or graduates. Representatives from fast food restaurants will be there, as well as companies offering internships and a career path. Gribble says many companies in the area want fresh employees that they can train from the beginning.
There really are a wide variety of employers that are involved, all the way from those entry-level positions that maybe a young adult who is still in school might be interested in, to real career opportunities.
Anyone from the Western Slope is invited, but to make sure SWAP is helping out recent high school grads, you have to be under 21 to get in. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado Mesa University has a new partnership that will help community college students who want to earn a bachelor's degree.
Under the agreement, first-time freshmen applying to any of the 13 schools in the Colorado Community College system can enroll for the CMU Admissions Promise program. The program automatically admits those students to the university, so they won't need to send over high school transcripts, test scores, or pay an application fee. And after they earn their associates, they can start at CMU as a junior. University spokeswoman Dana Nunn says the program provides students with early advising on a degree path.
We would have people at CMU who would work directly with those students to help them select their coursework and select those courses that might be most beneficial to them if they want to pursue a baccalaureate degree in a particular area.
Nunn says the goal of the partnership is to help students finish their degrees in a timely and affordable fashion. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Recent court documents show that Arch Coal, which owns the West Elk Mine near Paonia, paid executives more than $8 million in bonuses just days before the company declared bankruptcy. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson has more.
Arch Coal filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in early January. In the days leading up to that filing, the company gave its CEO a $2.7 million bonus and made payments to other top executives. Company board members also converted thousands of so-called phantom stocks to cash. Thea Brooke Knight specializes in financial regulation studies at the Cato Institute, a conservative think tank. She says phantom stocks are generally used to incentivize executives, but to cash out...
On a day before you know that the stock price is going to plummet, it's just a really weird time to do something like this.
Arch Coal declined to comment on the timing of the bonuses. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
Last week, voters received their mail ballots for municipal elections. Election Day is April 5th, and primaries are just around the corner. In late June, Voters will decide who ends up on the general election ballot for county commissioner races across the Western Slope. In Mesa County, Democrat Mel Mulder is running unopposed for District 1 in the primary. On the Republican side, incumbent John Justman faces challenger John Davis. In District 3, Democrat Dave Edwards and Republican Rose Puglisi, the incumbent, are running unopposed in the primary. In the Delta County Commissioner race, Democrat Travis Mills and Republican Don Supis are running unopposed in the primary. In District 3, Jared Lowe is on the ballot for the Democratic Party, and incumbent Mark Rober faces Roger Bentley on the Republican side. Over in Montrose County, Democrat Derek Ferguson is running unopposed for District 1. On the Republican side, Keith Caddy could face Edward Ulibarri, who has until April 4th to collect enough signatures to petition his way onto the ballot. In District 3, Democrat Beatrice Lucero is running unopposed in the primary, and Douglas Casebeer faces Roger Rash on the Republican side. A study released this week from the Pew Charitable Trusts say election costs in Colorado have dropped significantly since the passage of a law requiring mail ballots to be sent to every eligible voter. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democratic lawmakers moved to all-mail elections and same-day voter registration 3 years ago, and according to Pew, costs have gone down by 40%, mainly because counties used fewer provisional ballots, which have high printing costs.
They did a good job of highlighting some of the improvements and the innovations that we try to look at in Colorado.
That's Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams. He testified against the move in 2013 when he was the clerk in El Paso County. The Democratic majority changed the election laws over Republican objections. Despite cost savings in many counties, Williams says he'd still vote against it.
Because it didn't include the kind of give and take that we've tried to do since I've been Secretary of State, which is to sit down with the stakeholders of both sides ahead of time and work things out.
The report also says two-thirds of voters returned their mail ballots in person. Turnout for the 2014 midterm election also grew, but the data says it's unclear if that's linked to the new law or a hotly contested U.S. Senate race and a long-term increase in voter participation. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.